A man's video of his daily routine has gone mega viral on TikTok and Twitter, with people debating as to whether or not it is a dream life or a dystopian nightmare. Let's talk about it. Now, before we get into this day in the life video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, let's watch this video titled Life After College as a 28-year-old with a normal job. And I want you to think to yourself, is this dystopian or is this a dream life? Heading to his 9-to-5. Okay, working at a desk. Eating lunch. Hanging with the dog.
Good boy.
Getting off work. Okay. Hitting the gym. Getting a haircut and then coming home.
Yes.
Watching some streaming, and then he's gonna do it all the next day, is what he says there. My first thing that I notice here is that he has everything one could need to be successful and safe in whatever place you are. And he has a life that for all of human existence, people have struggled for and continued to struggle for. So that's what I immediately recognize in watching this video. I also recognize that concerning beer pour.
I don't know how to start.
Maybe there is something depressing going on in this video with the way that he poured that beer. He posted this video on TikTok. It then got posted to Twitter. On TikTok, it got 6.5 million views. On Twitter, it got 105 million views. The most common, I guess, complaint about this video is that his life is somehow dystopian. One person says this video is intended to be depressing for engagement. Another person writes, I think the sense of anime is from how he's not living toward anything. There's no work on my novel, or study Mandarin, or tweak my invention, or practice me in the band's new song, or any other form of self-actualization, besides maybe working out and training a dog. Another says completely, it's like he's stuck in eternal limbo. So you see what the general message is here. And I gotta note, right, this got millions of people viewing it, millions of people commenting about how depressing and dystopian his life is, and I'm gonna go out on a strong limb here and say those millions of people who are commenting about how depressing his life is aren't working on novels or studying Mandarin or tweaking their latest invention. What is this, Beauty and the Beast? Like, what are we dealing with here? At baseline, I doubt that many of them are even living up to the routine that this guy has in his video of going to work every single day, coming home on his lunch break to hang out with his dog, to train his dog, making quality food for himself every day, hitting the gym and maintaining a healthy lifestyle and trying to be fit. I can nearly guarantee you that many of the people who commented are not even leading healthy lifestyles at baseline, yet feel the need to tell this man how depressing and dystopian his life is.
Where do you get off?
This is the modern world, right? He posted this and said, my life is the dream. Now, of course, people had to come and tear it down and say, this is horrible. This is such a depressing life. Let's repackage this video and see if you think the comments would be wildly different on my new version. The video starts out with a young man who wakes up and says, I am an internet influencer and here's a day in my life working from home. I get up, I respond to some emails. I go and look at my Etsy shop and see how many orders I've gotten overnight. I start packaging those orders. I take them to the post office. I hang out with my dog. We eat some lunch together. We go for a walk in the park. I continue working on my business. And after I'm done with a day of work from home, I head out. And instead of going to the gym, I go for a hike or I go surfing at the beach. And that's how I exert my energy for the day. Then I come home, I make myself some food, I watch Netflix, and I start it all up the next day. The comments on that video would be, what a wonderful life you've created for yourself. Oh my gosh, I wish I could work from home like you do. oh my gosh, you're surfing and hiking. I wish I could do all those things. It would be a completely different tune, even though he's virtually doing the same thing as this 28-year-old man in this video. People feel the need to come and talk down on his life because he's dictated. He views this as the dream. Now, let's reinforce the idea that his life might be a dream. Humans, for all of history, have dreamed of having a life with the bare necessities like this man has, and he has more than the bare necessities. He is able to pursue the things he wants to pursue. He's living in a home with running water, with healthy food, with a dog, with presumably a wife, as he has a wedding ring on in this video, which I'm not sure if people notice that or not. He's spending his time making TikToks and posting them on the internet so that you can see a day in his life. Do you know how many people have struggled to have a life like what is seen in this video? For them, that is the dream. And for people to watch this and talk down on it like he's needs to be doing more, like he needs to be working on a novel or studying Mandarin or, I don't know, fencing, it's just ridiculous. And yes, this is a peaceful and somewhat serene life, and maybe people are just being tricked by the music here. And the music is so soft that you think his whole life is just a peaceful, dystopian, soma-taking existence. Even looking at this freeze frame of where this young man is in his life, it looks to me as though he has the choice of how he lives his daily life, what he does in his free time. And isn't that the beautiful thing? Given the choice and the privilege that he has to be in the position that he's in this world, he is living a life that he views as the dream. That about sums it up for me. And maybe if you're looking at this and thinking that this is some sort of dystopian nightmare, you should take stock on your own life, how many great things you have surrounding you, and how good life actually is compared to what it could have been. And if you don't like it, what's even better is that you have the choice to not live that way. That's how I feel. But guys, am I missing something that others saw in this video? Does this too make you angry with the fury of our dystopian modern day and age? I don't feel it, but if you do, let me know in the comments down below. And as always, duke it out, have a debate, but do so respectfully. I wanna hear from you guys about what you felt when you watched this video. And what do you think about my repackaging point? Because I truly think if this video was repackaged with a few different activities, people would be cheering on how wonderful this man's life is on any given day. As always, let me know. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. See you next time.